Kum lehen and ablak yamara. Mil chalamoid sukkos tavshin pei aleph. We'll go over again the mishnah from heim and ches on the base on the bottom of the page. We're talking about chum, and this is the last mishnah on chum. Ein moidin ala mumcha. Based on everything we learned till now, you need obviously an expert who is going to be an expert surveyor who is going to measure. Ribal makamechad midin makamechad. If one side of town is longer and one side of town is shorter, we're going to be lenient and we'll assume the longer side is correct, and that's how we're going to follow. Shemin lemakim shiriba. We listen to the place that increased. There's a machlekes of whether we, from the Rishonim, whether we just then level it off to the bottom, to the other side, and we just follow the longer, the one who gave us the longer route, or do we accept both? So we take the one who took the longer route, we accept the one who took the shorter route, and we make this angle, but an angle so that we accommodate both. Riba le'echad and mi'ed le'echad. We'll see the two different people. One guy made the longer, one guy made the shorter. Shemin le'meruba. We listen to the guy who is more generous. We'll see in the Gemara there's still a limit to how great the discrepancy can be. People who are generally disqualified from being witnesses, they're believed to say, at kant chum Shabbos. This is where we remember the Shabbos ended, chum Shabbos ended. We're not trying to be stringent, even though we are. The whole idea of chum is a stringency. But whenever there's a doubt, we're always lenient. Says the Gemara and the test, lemakim shiriba in lemakim shemid. It sounds like you only go to the further outlying place, and you don't go to the closer place. Doesn't make sense. Gemara says you're right. Ema aflemak shiriba, meaning that we don't just stop where the shortest place was and was. We go to the longer one. Riba leechad umiyet leechad. Right now the Gemara thinks we're talking about another case where the same thing happened. Now you have one longer line and one shorter line. The north side of the town is longer, and then you go a bit further down. The other guy measured, you know, whatever, shorter. We just said that. You go to the long one. We're talking about two different people there. One guy said that this is where the fixed line should be. Another one said that this is where the fixed line should be. We listen to the one who is more generous. But there's a limit to how far the discrepancy can be. It has to be a discrepancy that we can understand that the guy who made it shorter actually made a mistake. But if there's not, if no possibility of a mistake because the discrepancy is too great, then we have to look at it again. We're going to make an assumption here that the person who made a mistake was the guy who did it right made a straight line from the middle of the city. Which we Tesha says, in fact, the word mumcha, Tesha previously, the word mumcha doesn't mean an expert like I translated, like Rashi did, but mumcha means a straight line from the middle of the city. So if you make a straight line in the middle of the city, and then you continue going right and left, when you come to the diagonal across from the city, you can remember your 2,000 amas become 2,800. But the other guy made a mistake. He made the straight line from the corner. He made 2,000 amas on the diagonal. And if you remember, the diagonal is 1.4 longer than the rest. Suddenly, the rest becomes 1,400. So then if you make a straight line from the diagonal, so either discrepancy is less than 600, you know, roughly, approximately, from the one guy said that chum ends here, the other guy says much shorter, and so like it's up to 600 less, we understand the mistake. If it's 1,000 less, for example, there's no such thing as a mistake. One of them definitely is wrong, and we have to then reevaluate it. You're right. Generally, it's a chumra because the Torah says you're allowed to walk. We don't follow Rabbi Akiva, and we're stopping you. But chumin de rabbanon. Chumin is rabbanon. But the leniency is that whenever there's a doubt, we are lenient. Now we're going back to Edavin around cities, and we have an interesting concept here. Ir shel yachid. If a city was considered a private city, so according to some Rishonim, it means one guy owned the whole city and everybody was renting from him. But according to Rashi, it means, and this is another Rashi, where Rashi says a city that has less than 600,000 people. Therefore, it's not considered a Rishus HaRabim because it's different than the way it was in the Midbar. The Midbar had 600,000 people, and this city has less than 600,000 people. Here, Rashi says that you don't have 600,000 people walking around. Into the streets there, and other places Rashi says the city itself, the population is less than 600,000. Whatever it is, it's considered a village or a small city. V'nasa sharabim. And then over time, there was an increase of population, and now it's so the din is ma'arvin is kula. You can make an edav around the entire city. You can make an edav around the entire city right now, and we'll soon see the certain qualifications. The sharabim v'nasa yachid. You had a large city with a rishus sharabim. In other words, if it was a small city and became a large city, we will say that you can continue making an Eidav like you previously made an Eidav. You don't have to make an Eidav on separate every single street, because it's considered one city, one big courtyard. And we're talking about there's no real Rishus Rabbim in the middle of the city, which is 16 Amos wide. Because there is, then obviously there's other ways of making an Eidav around Rishus Rabbim. Remember, you have to have a door and all that kind of stuff. But what about Sharabi in Venasa Yachid, a city with a large population and a reduced, or a city that belonged to, then somebody came and bought the entire city out. So now Lechayda, it's a city of a Yachid. So Lechayda should be lenient. Yet, Eima Arvin is Kula. Since the city started out being a public city, you don't make an Eidav around an entire city. Why? Because it's a rule, you cannot make an Eidav around an entire city because you need a shir. You need to leave a little pocket where there's no Eidav. And the idea of that is so people should remember that you're not allowed to carry on Shabbos. And you don't want people to forget the idea of a Shus Rabbim. And therefore, when they're going to say, how come here you cannot carry, they're always going to remember because there's an Eidav here and there's no Eidav there. That's why in every city that's a Rabbim, you always leave one pocket out. Like over here, don't know if it's liberal or not. Well, over here is not a problem because the other side of Danmang Road is no Eidav, so right away you remember it's an Eidav. And Alma Road. Eli in Köln. So you're not allowed to be ma'ar of the whole thing. Eli in Asa Chutzala, unless you made one little section that you left out of the Eidav, it's called a Shir. Ke'ir Chadosh of Yehuda, we already had before, like a city by the name of Ir Chadosh, that's the name of the city, Chadosh, in the city of Yehuda, that's the size of the Shir. Sheyezbo Chamishim de Yehudim. It has to be a sizable amount, the size of another city elsewhere, which has 50 homes. So if it has 50 homes, then, you know, people will, it's significant enough that people always remember there's a section in the city you cannot carry. And if Shimon is more lenient, he says, even Gimel Chatzay, the Shashnai Batim. We had recently that a city, the middle of a city is three courtyards, each courtyard has two houses. That's all you need to leave outside, excised from the Eidav. And the Chiddush here is that even though right now it's a city of a Yachid, because it started out, Eir Sharabim will treat it as such. Says him, let's first analyze it. What do you mean a city shall Yachiv and Nasa Sharabi? What do you mean a sort of a small city became a large city? I'm going to really go into East Karta, the Reish Gelusa. He said, for example, the city of the Reish Gelusa. Let's say the Reish Gelusa is the head that is like, you know, the one who has authority, all that authority is vested in him from the house of David, and he's in Babel, and his private city. Omler, Rab Nachman, my timer, why are you dafka highlighting the Reish Gelusa as if he has a private city? Because he has a private city. Elaim, what's so special about it? Is it that over here, why is it called private and we don't have to have a shir and all that? Mishum de shchichi gabe harmon, because there are so many people that go there to get all kinds of approvals and permission. For example, Rashi gives an example to get smich and other things. To people go there. And Rashi gives an example also to be matar apchoy, to get to become a dayin, you know, and all that takes place in this particular house. So therefore, people are always there. And matke hadadi, they'll remind each other. And by the way, don't make sure you don't carry on Shabbos where there's no Eidim and so on. Nukuli sonami, wherever you live, when you're walking in the street, what are you worried about? That Shabbos morning, you're going to carry into a. In a part of this, in a Shus Rabim, Kuli so nami b'tzafar Shabbat Shchichi Avdodi. All the Eden find themselves in the morning of Shabbos together. Interesting. Rashi does not say they come in the morning Shabbos Adam with a minion. Rashi says they come to hear a shir, hear a drasha. So you have more people coming to Shiurim than davening in Shul. Yep. So look at Rashi, Lishmoya drasha. Anyway, so there are so many Eden there coming to learn, and they'll see you, they'll remind you that you're not a carry in Shabbos and Shus Rabim. So what do you give such an example? El Ramachmek, you're going to discard the Nadzuye. We're talking about the city of a person called Nadzuye, nothing to do with permission, but he's in a perfect example. That's why some of the Shem learning means that somebody owned the city. And that's the emphasis here. Others say, no, the fact is it's a small, it didn't have 600,000 people. So now the Brais will come along, and he's going to add a couple of pointers. Talk about what we learned. Eid Shal Yachid, if you have a city that it's considered Eid Shal Yachid, less than 600,000, Vinasa Sharabim, and it increased to became a Shusarabim, became a city of a Rabim, and now we add another point. Vishusarabim, Maveres Betecha, there's a Shusarabim crossing it. In our Mishnah, we're talking about a case where there was no Shusarabim crossing it. Here we're talking about now there's a Shusarabim crossing it that's 16 Amos wide. You're right, that's like 8 meters wide to be considered Oshus Rabim. Kate and Marvin Oysa. How do you make an Erev around such a place? So this Braisa says, Oysa lechi mekan velechi mekan, you make a post on both ends, or koidem mekan vekoidem mekan, or a beam on both ends, v'noisa v'noisa memsa, you can carry anywhere in between. We already learned before that this is the view in Moses says as well, Rabbi Yehuda, because the Rabbanah said, ain't, you remember the Vav Malalav, ain ma'arvin ashusarab mekach, you cannot make an Erev around ashusarab beam just by having some beams or posts. You have to make a door, if you remember, machlek is a hill and shammai. And you're allowed to carry throughout the entire city. So even though there's a Shusha Rabbim right in the middle of the city, you're allowed to carry. But he says here, now this is interesting. You're not allowed to make an Erev only on part of the city. Why not? Of course you can. Because this is called an Irsha Yachid, became a Rabbim. The emphasis here is that it used to be a Yachid, it became a Rabbim, and the possibility to become a Yachid again. And as a Yachid, this entire city was considered one courtyard. It was small, everybody knew each other, so there was like one big courtyard. And therefore, even though now it outgrew that, it became an Irsha Rabbim, we still treat it like one courtyard, and you cannot have a courtyard and break it up in the middle. So it's just like they have a street that has a bunch of courtyards coming off it, and everybody joined in. It's called Shetufim Avayis in that street, but one courtyard decided not to join. Nobody else can carry in that street because that courtyard has rights. So here also, you cannot divide it in half. And Teisha already asked, we learned before in the Gemara that you can make a lechi right in the middle, we learned in the beginning of the Perek, in the beginning of the Masechta, you can make a lechi right in the middle of a street, so how come, so you could do such a thing, a breaking up a street. Teisha answered, I was talking about that the point between the lechi in the middle of the street and the main street, the Rishon Rabim, nobody lives there. So, and anyway, so you're not allowed to be, so a city that was a Yochid has a Chumrah, you cannot make an Erev only on part of the city. You have to include the entire city because it's considered Eloi Kula, Oy Mavim Avnatzma. Either the entire city is either the entire city make one Erev or every street a separate Erev. Now, how does that help every street a separate Erev? I think Mara will discuss that soon. But Chatkhila, the city, was a public place. And it still is a public place. The Ein La Ella Pesach Echad, but the main street is a dead end street, so therefore it's not really Rishus Rabim. Is Ma'arvin is Kula? You're allowed to make an Erev around the whole place. You're allowed to make an Erev around the whole place. Why? Because it's not really Rishus Rabim. Because even though we learned before a place that has a Rishus Rabim needs a Shiur, that's because the Rishus Rabim is Osam HaTayda to carry, and we want people to remember that idea, now they carry HaTayda. But over here, because the street is a dead end street, so it's only a Carmelis. And therefore, around a Carmelis, you're permitted to make an Adib all around, and you don't have to leave any Shiur behind. Okay. Says the Gemara, a man tells him, first of all, who says he can make an Erev around the Rishus Rabim? Omer Rav Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, the one who said in this Braisa, remember we talked about it, became a Rabbi and Rishus Rabim there, that's Rabbi Yehuda, who says that the Lechi in both sides. Rabbi Yehuda holds, if you remember, that two sides, two walls, is already considered Mahat Torah, a private place. It's not like the Rabbanu say you need a minimum of three walls, or some say even four walls. He says Mahat Torah, all you need is two walls. So if you have two walls there, so it's already a Shusha Yachim HaTayt Omid Rabbanon, that is a Shusha Rabbim. Therefore, if you have a post on both ends or a beam on both ends, good enough. Omid Rabbanon, we are sure the author of the Braisa, the beginning at least, is Rabbi Yehuda, Tanya Lund, Yesel, Kenan, Rabbi Yehuda, furthermore, Mishi, Yesel, Shnei, Mei, Batim, Shnei, Tzidus, Rabbim, you have two houses on two sides of the street. Oysa Lechi Mekan, Velechi Mekan, you make a post on both sides, a Koyudim Mekan, Vekayudim Mekan, or beam both sides, the Noisei, the Noisei, the Emsa, you're allowed to carry the middle, and the rabbis disagree. Omid Rabbanon, they told him, Ein Ma'arvin Shusha Rabbim Mekach. Two sides is considered Mahatayda Rabim, so therefore an aid around the Taydas of Shus Rabim, you can't just have a post. You have to close it off. Build either proper real doors that you have, and according to Bisham you have to actually close it. According to Hill, you just have a real door, and according to Chanina, it's enough to have a Tzuras HaPesach. We learned the Ein Ma'arvin Noisachatzoyin. He said you cannot a city that started out being a Yachid, so it's considered like one big courtyard, then it became a Rabim. You cannot then make an aid only a part of the city. It's only talking about if you made, if you divided the city according to the length of the Shusha Rabim. Since each side of the city has access to the Shusha Rabim, and if one side has an Adim and the other side doesn't, the side that doesn't asses because they're all walking on the same Shusha Rabim. So the side that wasn't included in the Adim, they have a right to the Shusha Rabim. So they asses on the people in this Shusha Rabim. But let's say you split the city widthwise. In other words, there's a long Rishus Rabim, this city has half the Rishus Rabbim going to the north, and the other half of the city is the half of the city facing the south, and they have the Rishus Rabbim facing the south. So when we enter a garden, generally we don't use the same Rishus Rabbim. The people on the north side will go out of the city on the north side, and the people on the south side generally will go out of the city on the south side. And therefore we don't really cross paths. So therefore, we can make our ma'arvi, you can make a native. Why? Because we're going to use this side of the road, you know, this side of the road, so because we don't cross over, we don't. It's not a problem making a separate edith. There's no shaila that, you know, that these people are going to go and carry Shisram, because we're going different parts. Come on, it seems that this follows like Rabbi Kiva. This does not follow Rabbi Kiva, because the truth of the matter is the people in the north, even though generally speaking they walk out through the north, they have a right to walk through the south. Mm-hmm. And Rabbi Kiva will hold that since they have a right to walk through the south and they're not part of the edith, they assert it. But Rabbanon say, no, since they're walking out through the north, that's their way, that's their entrance and exit. Therefore, even though they have a right to walk out of the south, they don't ask. So what's the story? Rabbi Kiva, Amar, Rabbi Kiva says, in the case we're talking about, you have two courtyards, one inside the other. The inner courtyard, the only way you can get out to the street is by walking through the outside of the courtyard. So even though they both made an ative around their own property, the ones in the north side, the inner courtyard, made an own ative. The one outer courtyard, own ative. The one, the outer ative cannot carry in their courtyard. Why not? Because the inner courtyard have a right to walk through the outer courtyard, and therefore, and then a part of the edim, so they disqualify it. Amar, he says, regel hamuteret b'mekayma, even though they have their own courtyard. So chayda in the inner courtyard made their own courtyard, their own edim. Didn't they show they're not interested in being part of the outer courtyard because they made their own edim? Yet Rabbi Kiva says, because they have a right, they have entitlement, he said as they asked it. Not like the Chacham will say that if the inner courtyard made their own ative, which means they're showing us that they have no interest in being involved in the outer courtyard, I mean, even though they walk through it, but they have no interest in ownership, so therefore they say that the outer courtyard can carry. But Rabbi Kiva disagrees. Rabbi Kiva says, Regel hamuteres b'mekayma, oiseres ases, afilu shalai b'mekayma, even though the outer courtyard is no longer what they're interested in. Nevertheless, they ases it. So the same thing over here. The people on the north side of town, even though they're generally they're going to walk in and out through the north exit of the town, but nevertheless they have a right to go through the south exit of the town. So therefore, how can the south, how can the southern side, how can a papa say that the southern side of the city can make an edim? No, they can't, according to Rabbi Kiva, unless they go according to Chachamim. No, I feel the same Rabbi Kiva. You can say that this case, our case, is very different Rabbi Kiva's case. Why? In Rabbi Kiva's case, the only way that the people in the inner courtyard can go outside is using the outer courtyard. So they have no choice, and they will be using the outer courtyard. So he says that it disqualifies them. Over here, the people on the north side of town can walk out through the north side of town. They don't have to use the south side of town. Therefore, they don't disqualify. So two courtyards, one within the other one, the primis, less like Pischa Charina. The inner one does not have another exit. Each one walks out their own way. That's what we're looking at. Another version is Omar Baba Papa. Loi Taimu, do not say La Orka Hudloi Ma'arvim. The other version is a Papa says not only that the lengthwise they shouldn't make an Eidav, a Papa is being Machman. Not only lengthwise you should make an Eidav because of the problem they're both sharing the same Shasar Abim and you're in part of that and we're not, so we disqualify. Don't think like my first version. But if you split the city north and south and the highway runs north to south, then we do make a native on half of the city. Even the people in the north that want to make a native and the south are not included, and they're going to go the other way, you cannot do that. Why not? Because it's, remember, we're talking about a city that started out being a yachid. We treat it like one large city. This would appear to be Rabbi Akiva. No. I feel Rabban. Ad kan lo kam Rabban Hassan. You know what Rabban say over there? Elabish teichat seilu. Only over there, when there's two courtyards, one within the other one, they say that since the inner courtyard made their own edif, the primis achad ledasha umishtamsha. Since the inner one made its own edif, and they're going to use their own place, so we tell the people in the inner one, you know, we get it. The Rashi says we use the expression koifin al midas daim. Today, don't walk out side through the outer courtyard. Why should you make the life difficult for them? You can all carry your own courtyard and stay there. Close the door. Close the door between you and the one on Mushtamsha and use it. So the Chachamim say, we're going to compel the people in the inner courtyard. You have an aid, if you can carry there, stay there. And don't affect or adversely affect the people in the outer courtyard. Me, Motzi, Masalkir, we can tell the people on the other side of the aid, don't walk on the public street. There's one common street for everybody. and it's like there's no wall there that we can say stay behind the wall. It's an open street. So what do you mean? Because these guys decide making aid, we shouldn't walk on the open street?
We have open access. Says Gemara, Amar, we learned. I kula. You said before, since it started out being an Yerushal Yachid, it became Sharabim, and since as a Yerushal Yachid was one Bichatzah, so you said either you make an area around the entire city, even though now it became increased population, or you do it street by street. Why can't you do it halfway? We just said before, the Asiyah Dodi, those included, and those are excluded. Those are excluded, Asra, and those are included because we're all part of the same city, and now we Asra on each other. So each street as well, Asra on each other. Since Chatchila, we were all one private city, one large city. It's like we were one big Chatzit. And now you decided that each one does their own thing. So each street, disqualify everyone else since they were part of your street, and now you just made name, you include us, we disqualify you. So even a lechi or a koyla shouldn't help. The same takana. So Mahacham Askin, you're right. You cannot make it each street. You know, we're talking about the Ovid Daka. You made themselves, the different ways of learning. Rashi learns you made yourself a low door in the beginning of every street. So no, by making a door to the street, you showed us that you decided to excise yourself from the rest of the city. And that's good enough. Others say that this door is actually made to the other end, not to the main street, but to the other end, and showing you have another way of getting out. You don't have to go through the main street. Tosfos learns you actually build yourself a wall, a mechitza. This wall, according to Tosfos, only has to be 4 tefachim high, or others say 10 tefachim high. But you know, the idea is you're showing that you removed yourself from the rest of the city, and therefore you don't ask for each other. Says the Gemara, if somebody in the street made himself a door, a little door, to the opening of his chatzer, so he no longer asks on the people of the mavi if he didn't join them, because by him making between his chatzer and the street, he made himself a little door. What did he show? So he showed that he doesn't want to be part of the street, so the rest of the mavi can make an eidah between themselves, even though this particular chatzah didn't join in, because by him building himself a little opening there, he basically showed that he doesn't want to be part of the rest of the street. He wants to be separate from everybody else. Says the Gemara, Hoysa Shirabi, Hoysa Rabzeida, once made an eidah around the city, didn't make a shir. Now remember, a large city, you cannot make an eidah around the entire city, you have to leave a section open. Why'd you do around the entire city? He said, they said to him, the older people told me that Chivarasi, Ma'ad of Kul, Chivarasi made an eidah around the whole city. So I thought, how can you do that if it's a large city? Must be once upon a time he belonged to, it was an Isha Yachid, became a rabbi, and therefore an Isha Yachid, you're allowed to make an eidah around the entire city. Omle Abai said to him, you got the wrong information. They told me, those days it was not a public street there. There was a dead end street. And that's why they were able to make an edim around the entire Kamli. We said, remember, we only leave a shear in a Rosh Hasharabim because we don't people forget the Isa Daraisa. But if it's only a Kamlis, we don't need a shear. But Hashtag, they finally the Ashba, they should have Asa. Now that you remove the Ashba, it's like two doorways and it's Asa. Omle Laba that toy. I wasn't aware. But the Rambarad, asked a question. Sulam mekan, upesar mekan, mau. What happens? Let's say you have a ladder that you go up and down, up over the wall. Is that considered an opening through the wall or not? Or is considered there's still a wall there and it's a good mechitza? So is actually a good mechitza or is that still like an opening? So now we're talking about if you have a major street and then the end of the street you have a ladder which allows people to climb over the wall. Is that considered this is a wall there and therefore it's a dead-end street? Or because there's a ladder, you can just walk right over it, it's considered as if it's right, wide open. And therefore it's open on both ends, it's just a rabim. Okay, so and the difference is whether you need a shear in that city or not. Says the Gemara Amalei, they told him, a sulam, even though there's a wall there, if you have a steps that can walk or a ladder that can walk right over it, it's considered as if the wall is non-existent. Omram Nachman said, don't let listen to him. In fact, this is what he said. Ravada said, name of Rav. Sulam Taitas Pesachalov. A sulam can sometimes be considered an opening, the Taitim Chitlov, something considered a wall. And will always Taitim Chitlov can Amr. When is it a wall? Like we just said before, that what? In this case over here, we're going to be lenient and say that the ladder does not make it like there's no wall. There is a wall, so it's no longer Shusharabim. It's only, it's a dead-end street. And therefore, if Hanani has, so therefore, so you can make a shittuf around the whole city, you don't have to worry about a shir. But Titus Pesach Halav, but sometimes will be lenient when treat like an opening. When is like an opening? Besulam Shebein Shtei Chatzeda. You have two houses next to each other. You have a fence in between. But you have steps or a ladder that you can climb over. So we're going to be lenient. We're going to say, if you want, you can treat the ladder like an opening between the two properties. And you can make one eidif that you can carry from one property to the next. Or if you want, you can leave it as two separate properties and each one can make their own eidif. Rotu Echad Ma'ar Shnei Ma'ar, they have a choice. So we lean. Says about Miyomer Rabbi Nachman Hochi. He said Rabbi Nachman Shmuel Anche Chotzev Anche Meshpeset Shoshokli. They forgot Vla Ivu. Actually, we'll stop right here, and because that's in the sugi, it's not a continuation, but it's a sugi there. So we'll continue tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem, same time.